International negotiations on Iran's nuclear program resume 1 week after Congress gavels in. Skeptics like Republican Senator Bob Corker say lawmakers will consider tougher sanctions on Tehran in case negotiations fail.
There will be a desire very quickly after the first of the year for Congress to weigh in on the topic in some form or fashion. Congress will want to weigh in quickly on the Iran deal.
Congressional wariness over Iran's nuclear ambitions is not new. What no one anticipated just weeks ago is that Congress would wrestle with President Obama's surprise diplomatic opening with Cuba.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba.
Ending the U.S. embargo of Cuba would require an act of Congress, something Democratic Senator Ben Cardin supports.
There will be a need for Congress to take action, hopefully, as we move to a new chapter in our Cuban relations. And it's going to be an interesting debate in Congress.
This Congress is not going to lift the embargo.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio is ready for that debate.
The White House has conceded everything and gained little. They gained no commitment on the part of the Cuban regime to freedom of press or freedom of speech or elections.
Republicans want to be seen as offering constructive criticism, according to political scientist William Howell.
On the one hand, they want to underscore failings of the Obama administration, and on the other hand, they need to be seen as a responsible, mature party that can lead the nation.
Majority status in both houses of Congress will give Republicans a louder megaphone to critique the president's handling of crises from Ukraine to the Islamic State insurgency in Iraq and Syria.
I think our country acting like such a paper tiger to the world on this and so many other fronts is doing incredible long-term damage to our nation.
Mr. Obama also is not immune to dissent from his own Democratic Party, according to political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
The president could have as many or more problems on the left with Democrats on international issues, national security issues, as he could have with Republicans, because there are lots of Democrats who are more concerned about U.S. recommitting military troops.
Whatever Congress's concerns, the president appears determined to leave a stamp on America's outreach to the world. In a recent interview, he said, quote, "I believe in diplomacy. I believe in dialogue. I believe in engagement." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.